Chapter 1. The Purpose of God's Gifts. Together, we are going to have one of the most interesting and informative studies that we have ever had. I want you to enter into this series on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, with your Bible open and with an open mind, as the Holy Spirit Himself becomes our teacher. It is He who holds the key to a successful, fruitful, and victorious Christian life, and through His gifts, we glorify God's Son, Jesus Christ. There are two extremes which we face today as we come to the subject of spiritual gifts. First of all, there is abuse. Some have brought a reproach upon the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit because of their misappropriation of the supernatural power of the Spirit. I think most of us could cite examples of fanaticism arising around this doctrine, and because this doctrine has suffered much abuse, there is the second extreme. The average child of God has neglected it and does not know the teaching of the Word of God in the matter of spiritual gifts. Lest he be deemed a fanatic or thought to run to the same excesses to which many have gone, the average Christian shies away from the teaching of the Word of God in his quest for spiritual gifts. I want you to see something. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are capacities for service. They are given for service and service alone. Paul named some of the gifts in the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, and I want to inject something here that is most important. We always speak of the 9 gifts of the Spirit. We accept the fact that the gifts number 9, and that exhausts the supply. Why do we take so much for granted? Why are we so quick to limit God? Don't limit God to just 9 gifts when His supply is exhaustless. Paul has named 9 gifts in writing to the Corinthians, but there are more. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are given to every man severally as the Holy Spirit wills. We are individuals in His sight, and God knows us better than we know ourselves, and gives us gifts that are suited to each one of His children. We consider the day in which we live so modern and up-to-date. But the Apostle Paul dealt with problems not unlike many which the churches are facing today: ignorance concerning spiritual gifts. This ignorance on the part of the average professing Christian involves not only spiritual gifts, but ignorance concerning the Holy Spirit Himself. We need some good, sound biblical teaching regarding this third person of the Trinity. Therefore, let us study carefully this person and this subject, which is of vital importance to the ministry of the Word of God, that we may discover the part that each individual has in the ministry. Remember, there is just one Holy Spirit. He is the same third person of the Trinity who fills the vessel and baptizes with the Spirit, that gives gifts aside from these wonderful gifts of Himself. Much abuse has been brought upon the things of the Spirit, in exactly the same way that much disorder and confusion were evidenced in the lives of the assembly of the Corinthians church. This was, and is now, because of the basic misunderstanding of the person of the Holy Spirit and His gifts.